the war's toll for the 7 days through April 25th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, those names that were released in the past week. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, 2,601 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,391 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 14 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 360 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 285 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 5 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. 4 of those were Canadian soldiers. Also, from IraqBodyCount.org and iCasualties.org, at least 48 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in April to at least 189 Afghanis killed in Afghanistan. Back to Iraq, the official total from IraqBodyCount.org of Iraqi civilian death stands at 38,660. Estimates put the number at closer to 200,000 Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion March 2003. In the past week, then, at least 235 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in April 2006 to at least 919. And now I will read the names of some of the Iraqi civilians who have been reported killed in Iraq. All these Iraqis were reported killed on March 23rd, 2003. Aumar Muhammad Jassem, 8 months old boy. Ayub Kathem Hashem Halasbe, 18-year-old boy. Badr Hassan Jaber, 32-year-old man. Baha Ayad Kathom, unknown age, male. Basem Ali, 35-year-old man. Bashar Sabdi Mashan, 25-year-old man. Bader Hassan Gabir Aliasre, 30-year-old man. Bader Hassan Gabir, 30-year-old man. Bishkar Ali Khathem Al-Lazbai, 23-year-old woman. Dahil Yusif, 42-year-old man. And now I'll read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan. On the 21st of April, Clayton Lee Adamkavicius, 43 years old, Army National Guard, Fairdale, Kentucky. On the 22nd of April, Matthew Dinning, 23 years old, Canadian Army, Wingen, Ontario. Also on the 22nd of April, Miles Mansell, 25 years old, Canadian Army Reserve, Victoria, British Columbia. Also on the 22nd of April, William Turner, 40 years old, Canadian Army Reserve, Toronto, Ontario. And also on the 22nd of April, Randy Payne, Canadian Army, no age or hometown given. And now USN, coalition soldiers who were reported killed in the past week in Iraq. On the 2nd of April, Marcus J. Nettles, 22 years old, U.S. Navy, Beaverton, Oregon. On the 18th of April, Ian P. Weichel, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Colorado. On the 19th of April, Robert J. Settle, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Owensboro, Kentucky. Also on the 19th of April, Patrick A. Tennell, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Lake Havasu City, Arizona. On the 20th of April, Jason C. Ramsayer, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Lenoir, North Carolina. On the 21st of April, Jake Bruce Kovko, 25 years old, Australian Defense Force, Briagolong, Victoria, Australia. On the 22nd of April, Kyle A. Culnut, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Arcadia, California. Also on the 22nd of April, Eric D. King, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Vancouver, Washington. Also on the 22nd of April, Jacob H. Alcott, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Caldwell, Idaho. Also on the 22nd of April, Michael E. Balthot, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Fall River, Massachusetts. Also on the 22nd of April, Travis C. Zimmerman, 19 years old, U.S. Army, New Berlinville, Pennsylvania. And also on the 22nd of April, Eric R. Lucan, 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Dubois, Indiana. On the 23rd of April, Jason Daniel, 21 years old, U.S. Army, San Antonio, Texas. Also on the 23rd of April, Sean Thomas Laswell, Jr., 21 years old, U.S. Army, Las Vegas, Nevada. On the 24th of April, Aaron William Simons, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Modesto, California. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through the 25th of April, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their families, loved ones in all countries.